How good is Laura? She's saving the house. I know I've been negative about intruders in the past, but Laura really is saving the house. I love her fuck everybody attitude, because a lot of those people in that house have a lot of sticks up their asses. A couple in particular, thorny sticks, and Laura is trying to set them straight.
Trying to rip the sticks out.
Without causing too much damage to Zoran's asshole, but enough of that. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, so it's day 50 in the Big Brother house. We're about, halfway through the season?
Yeah,
about halfway through. And I completely agree with you, Laura. Amazing. Just doing an innocent spot of cam whoring. I mean, we all like to partake in it. I know I do.
And I can't believe she got told off because she was cam whoring. I mean, we all cam whoring. She wasn't doing it properly.
She needed to
hold the camera a little bit above her, a little more. She was smiling. You're not supposed to smile if it's going on MySpace.
No. But I understand that Big Brother gave her a fine, fair enough, because she didn't take it back to the thing. But she was drunk. Like, they'd been in that ice room getting drunk, and ice cold, blood's a little thinner, going to get drunker faster. And then everyone starts having a go at her. And I understand that, yes, it's the food budget, but, I mean, I don't know. They carried it on for way too long, and they all did gang up on her, and they were all having a go. And it does affect all of them, but I just
don't know how they could be getting so shitty about $7 off the weekly budget. I mean, come on. Jesus. Especially Billy. I'm so fed up with Billy and his empty-headed bruteness. Brutal. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I just hate him.
I think he thinks...
Intelligent words there.
I think he thinks that he's all protected now, or that he's got... Because he's in this comfort zone with Alicia, and that things can't affect him because they're two people now. But the... I don't see the $7 thing as all that much, but I don't know what their budget for shopping is, so it could be a lot. But they always seem to have extra money, and they did pass the task.
I don't care. All I know is that Laura is a shining beacon onto the house. She's telling the other housemates to fuck off. They did censor it out of the Daily Show, but she quite frequently told everybody else to fuck off, which I love, especially Emma and Zoran. God, I hate them so much.
if you've got premium,
isn't it an advertisement for premium?
If you've got premium, go into the video section and watch. There's part 1, 2, and 3. They're like 6 minutes each, but great viewing. Watch them and see. Because of the time slot, of course, they couldn't show it. Another reason why the time slot should be later. Slight deviation there. But watch it. She tells them to all fuck off, and they've got to do a battery change. And Emma goes into the diary room and says, Big Brother, I think you need to intervene, because what if we get fined for this, for her being in the toilet, et cetera, et cetera. And then they break into the toilet.
Everyone is complaining that the house is going to suck now that Emma has gone. I'm not going to say Laura is the new Emma, because Laura is a lot smarter than that. She's a lot smarter than a lot of the housemates in there, but she's bringing in a lot of great viewing.
It's just conflict and laughing, and that's what we want to see. So keep her in. She's going to get nominated tomorrow. She'll be first up, but keep her in. Keep her in public. I think it'll be interesting to see now that Emma's gone what's going to happen, because she was definitely the ringleader, although Billy and Andrew were stepping up. She was the ringleader for everything. So now that she's gone... It's going to be interesting to see who's...
Wait. Who do you think will be the new Emma?
I think it's going to be Andrew. And I already hate him. Like, I already discussed this. Blonde eyelashes. Illegal in like 30 countries. And I was talking to someone about it today. His skin is technicolor. Like, in different light.
Technicolor.
His skin, or hypercolor. One of the two. His skin changes colour in light as the light changes, sort of like one of those chameleon things. So don't like him anyway, but I think he's turned into a giant bitch lately.
They all have. That whole group, it's Andrew, Alicia, it was Emma, and especially Billy, and Zoran just follows along because he's a sheep.
It seems to have gotten worse now, after the thing with Jamie and how Jamie blew up and sort of they were all having a go. It seems they've all gone, oh, bitching is fun. Let's do it more often.
But they're all following each other. I mean, Laura was exactly right. The whole house is full of sheep. And I'm going to try and prove a point here. I'm just going to randomly load up the live feed right now. And
if
listen.
It works. Like, if it works.
If it works. And we'll see what they're talking about. I bet you either Travis or Andrew is being a ringleader and all the rest are just following along. Hold on. I'll just load it up. Okay, here we go.
We apologize that we are unable
I
to
told
bring
you.
The house
listen.
At the moment. We'll endeavor to return progress.
Oh, my. Oh.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, they just keep following. Alicia.
Shut up.
I'll turn it down because they're just. But as I was saying.
Zoran!
Zoran!
God. All these housemates just talking over us.
As I was saying, they're all just sheep. And Laura was exactly right. Go, Laura.
You just mentioned Travis there being the new ringleader. He has become a lot bitchier since the, sort of the end of the ice room task. Even today, on today's Daily Show, which was Friday, yeah. He was saying, oh, yeah, she's just a little child, right, right. Usually he's kept his mouth shut and avoided any confrontation.
Oh, wait. I want to put that part on ice. Ah, ba-dum-tsh, and talk about it in a bit because I've got another segment that I want to talk about.
Okay.
What were you trying to click there?
Oh, I don't know. Zoran! Gosh.
Zoran, please.
Shut up.
Wait. New section.
Should we talk about the ice room now?
Yeah, that's what I have on the top of my list here.
Starting back, we found out about it on Tuesday in the extended 1 hour show, which may I just say was great. The works special got cancelled and I quite frankly couldn't care less because 1 hour shows are always great. You get to see that really no. They it merges into a later time slot after 7:30. After 7:30. So it's a later time slot. They're a little bit more lenient in what they show, and you just got to see more of what the task was about. And Big Brother Australia has a very bad habit of not showing the public what's happening in the tasks and what happens. And because this task would have cost a shitload of money, it was really focused on this and during the week as well. And you got to see exactly what was happening and. Great task anyway. I don't care that it was ripped. Usually I complain that it's ripped off from other series, but pulled it off spectacularly.
The one part I didn't like was that Big Brother was too much of a soft cock and eventually he let everybody just go in the ice room and have a good time. Whereas when it's been done in the past, Big Brother was quite harsh and some of the housemates didn't get to enjoy the treats.
And plus they just had Friday Night Live, which is a big treat, so they shouldn't be allowed in. Oh, it was coming up the next day.
Speaking of Friday Night Live, the metaphor cracked record doesn't even describe it anymore. How many times has Andrew won it this year?
Like 30. And now he's just selecting housemates based on, oh, you haven't been in anymore, not. And did you see Jamie's eyes when Andrew told him? I just wanted to screen capture that and make it the album art, but we have something better for that.
It was like he'd been rescued from the orphanage all over again. His eyes just like, reward room. My life is complete.
And then when Andrew said, oh, we can talk about nominations, he was like, oh. And I could just see the cogs in his brain were turning, thinking, fuck, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? What am I going to do? And then he was like, so would you nominate Rebecca or me? I was just like, oh, this is so embarrassing. He's like this protective force around Rebecca. And I'm really upset that Rebecca is gone. Really upset.
Me too.
I did not want her to go. After, she was just funny and especially in the ice room.
And how many, genuinely nice.
Yes. Like, they said her and what's the other intruder's name? Rebecca? Rebecca. No.
Daniela.
Stayed up till like 4 a.m. waiting for what's her name to get out of the toilet, which, probably just having a good old girl chat. But still, they stayed up. And while she was in the ice room, she was cracking jokes. She was like, oh, I think someone. She made, what's his name, Travis, pull down his pants and sit on a large block of ice, probably got hemorrhoids, but funny nevertheless. And she really like shone on the daily shows this week and then everyone's gone and kicked her out. And I'm really upset about that.
Okay, back to the ice room business. What was with Joel and Zoran dancing? I already hate Zoran. I think he's a no-brainer, follows a pair of tits off a cliff. But I had impartial feelings to Joel until I saw him dancing in front of the mirror, just looking at himself.
And blowing, like, cold air out of his mouth like he just had a big joint. Like, it was... What are you doing? And he had the big coat, like, unzipped and was sort of, like, holding the sides and boogieing away to it. And then it was just like, who are you? What is going on? Everyone's dancing.
And even Rebecca commented, like, no wonder he hasn't had, like, a proper long-term relationship. He just, like, every time there's a mirror,
exactly,
he just stops and dances in front of it.
He's taking tips from Thomas and he's learning how to just stare at the mirrors all day. Gosh. Should we break her it?
I think we should breaker it. 1 second. There we go.
There we go. What else have I got?
Next I have on my list, I have lots more ranting about how I hate Billy.
Oh, yeah.
It all ties in with
that. Not even a real housemate. Just kick him out.
He ties in with that whole, the whole Laura incident with her locking herself in the toilet about the fines and the camera and et cetera, et cetera. All he did was sit on the couch going, oh, you fucking inconsiderate. Oh, you inconsiderate bloke. I mean, he is such an inconsiderate person himself. So thick and so sheepish. Him and Emma deserve each other. I mean, Hayley's way better for him than him. Wait. She's better off without him there.
Who? What? Hayley. Oh, yes, Hayley. I forgot that there were a couple.
Cogs turning.
One of the 600 twists that's been thrown in this season.
Oh, and one thing that did piss me off, especially when they were having the house meeting, Billy says to Laura, oh, we're just trying to help you because it helps us.
Tops to Laura for bringing this up to the house and speaking to them all about it. And they're all saying, oh, she's such a child and she's so immature. An immature person does not do that, does not confront the whole house about it when the whole house are ganging up against this one person. With Emma gone, hopefully things change because I think she could be a great housemate and flourish, sort of like Vesna did and stay to the end.
Vesna has a new podcast. I just...
Snatchcast, I think it's called.
Yeah. So myspace.com/, I think it's Vesna Official.
Yeah, Vesna Official, yeah. Yep. Go to it and download her Snatchcast. Another breaker. Should we talk about the new intruders?
Yeah, about that.
I'm going to try and not be defamatory while we're doing this segment.
Well, everybody knows how we're totally against this lot of intruders. We put that big letter on the official website. It did get picked up by... Confidential and printed in the newspaper, I think. Well, on news.com.au anyway. Just unnecessary.
Completely unnecessary. Although I'm completely against it, these housemates could be interesting.
Talking about Zach?
No, I'm not even talking about Zach. I'm talking about the female one.
Yeah, okay. The female one is okay.
Well, we just watched it then on the live stream or on the TV or one of the two, where she walked into the rewards room and she was swearing and like jumping around, and she wasn't like crazy over the top, oh my God, I've just taken a pill. She was like just genuinely...
Yeah, she was quite a normal but an interesting personality.
Yeah. So, and that, I hadn't even seen the interview with Gretel with her. That was just based on like 5 minutes that I saw of her. But Zach... I'm just against him since we received all these abusive emails from his friends.
Giraffe boy. We already have prejudice against him for trying to throw us off. But that aside, I don't like him.
Well, yeah. One, his neck's too long. Two, he wore a corset into the Big Brother house.
With Zach, I just have to bring back the... You remember a few podcasts ago we had the gay alert buzzer? When something's not quite right with homosexuality. And by that I mean everyone got a good laugh when he came out on stage. They go, oh, isn't he nice? He's so cute. Oh my God, he's wearing a corset. Oh, he's so flamboyant. But really, when you look past that, there's nothing there. I didn't see any ounce of personality there whatsoever. And it's not me being gay, anti-gay. I honestly didn't see anybody in that head. I saw corsets and Thomas is cute. That's all I saw.
Well, I already am prejudiced against him because of someone who's told me about things about him and how he is a giant bitch. and just things that he's done. And even Lil Sis said that he was going to be interesting or fantastic or fabulous or some word that she used. But I just see him as another bitchy queen. And that's not even being defamatory, because he said himself that he was a queen and a bitch. So
I just feel they'll all sit down in the house and someone will say something along the lines of, "So Zach, what are your thoughts on the current political climate in Iraq?" And he'll be,
Mascara, anyone?
And that's not even... Thanks. That's not even trying to be anti-gay stereotype. I just honestly don't see any ounce of personality in there. And everyone's just lapping up this novelty, this gay novelty of flamboyancy and corsets and Thomas is cute. That's all it is. Get rid of him. I don't...
But we could be pleasantly surprised and he might be interesting. It's not going to happen. Maybe they have like a gay quota, so feel like they have an Australian content filter on Channel 10. Like, you have to show this certain amount of Australian content. Maybe they have a gay content quota as well. They have to throw in.
It's almost like they've gone overboard. Remember at the beginning of the year, everyone's going like, "Where's the gay housemate? Where's the gay housemate?" And by this rate, next year, it will just be...
trannies and post-ops.
Yeah, the entire cast will be gay guys and maybe a token lesbian, and then everyone will say, "Where's all the other lesbians?" And then the next year we'll just be full of big dykey girls.
But I wonder if Thomas is going to do the same thing that he did with Nick and sort of latch onto the flirtiness, because Zach's already said, "Yeah, I'm going to flirt with him," or, you know, "He's hot." And attention for Thomas, because all the girls don't like him.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Zach's flamboyancy will be too overwhelming for a lot of them.
Maybe it'll like reverberate out from his being and like shatter the windows of the Big Brother compound, and the season will have to be cancelled.
Where did that come from anyway? We're talking about something else now. No, you've been cut off. No, fine, go.
Oh, no. No, it's all right. This...
Say it.
There's just endless sunshine coming from the Big Brother compound now, thanks to his flaming white suit. So enough. Maybe some of the sun will soak up the flood that they're having in New South Wales.
Oh my God, enough. That's really insensitive.
I'm sorry. I feel... let's just delete that.
I wanted to make a point about... Stop laughing. I wanted to make a point about how this, how Big Brother in general, and especially this year, is very, no, it's very anti-feminist. And by that I mean the heterosexual blokes are getting rewarded, and there really is no reason for this. Why are we rewarding these idiots? They don't really have much going on upstairs. They might have big muscles. But it's not entirely that, because Zoran is still in that house. Why are the straight guys cruising on by while the girls are being systematically ejected? I just looked at the housemate faces. If we hadn't had any intruders yet, Alicia would be the only girl in the house.
Wow, really?
Mm. And everyone's saying it's a teenage girl vote, but I don't think it's that simple. Yes. I don't think we should be blaming this just on teenage girls, because... The voting audience is a lot more wider than just teenage girls, but yet the female housemates are just constantly kicked out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Travis is going to win, apparently, followed by Joel, and then I think the third and fourth are guys. Maybe Alicia's in there somewhere. But there's no way she could win.
Yeah, I didn't even realise that Alicia and Emma were the only girls this entire week. Oh, and Rebecca. But
yeah, but they're gone.
Well, we might throw some more intruders in. But, no, I think it has got a lot to do with the voting public being... most of the voters being, you know, sort of young girls, because that's the Big Brother demographic. But...
Is it, though?
I think so. I think, well, that's how... when I think of people who watch Big Brother, I think of young girls and voting. I mean, you look at the crowd and take a sample, they'll all be, like, 13-year-old prepubescent girls with their prepaid 3 mobile phones. I don't see why they'd attach onto people like Travis, even Joel and Zoran. I can see Billy. I can see why with Billy and Thomas, not Andrew, because I don't find him hot myself. But I would, yeah, it's especially with all these guys up this time around, we had 7 people nominated, and you know, most of them were guys, and none of them were evicted. The 2 girls were evicted.
Okay, let's put it over to the audience. Call our podcast lines. They are working again.
Yes, we haven't received any
voicemails. We have no voicemails to play this episode. So we're putting this question out there. Why are all the girls being evicted and all these guys are just cruising on by when they're really adding nothing to the house? Emma was the one carrying the house until today, and now it looks like the torch will be passed to Laura or one of these new intruders.
Are we going to have an inverted Big Brother UK ending for Big Brother Australia? They started with all girls, we're going to end with all guys. Could happen. I don't want to see another guy win. I want to see a girl win. When was the last girl that won? Freaking Sarah Murray.
2003. What? It was Regina in 2003. Oh, yeah, Regina.
Whoops, forgot about her.
You call yourself a Big Brother fan. Jesus.
So many freaking series. How am I supposed to remember?
One other thing, too, is this whole phallocentric, to use big words, deal is happening in the house as well. Remember when I put that comment on ice earlier in the episode?
Mm-hmm.
That part where Laura's apologizing and Travis totally undermined her, saying, "Oh, you're a little girl, but that night you acted like a big woman." I was just, if I was Laura in that position, I would have turned around and said, "Travis, go fuck yourself and your small-mindedness and your tiny cock." I don't know where that came from.
Came from the rage within.
The rage within. I mean, how much of a dickhead could you be calling someone, "You're a little girl, but you acted like a big woman"?
She's not, what is she, like 19, 20?
Oh, that's not the point.
She's not.
That's not the point. Travis sucks. That's the point. And there's too much cock in that house.
And I could have said something funny there, but I'm not going to. I don't want to see a house full of guys towards the end because it's going to be boring. It's only interesting when there's both sexes and they're interacting, and like all girls I would find boring, just so I'm going to find all guys boring. You put a downer on my season, Timothy.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It was already there from the beginning.
So Little Sis has emerged in video form.
Well, we think it's Little Sis. There's this, what's it called? The Others or The Other Stuff?
The Other Stuff.
Original name. Could get that copyrighted, like trademarked.
The Other Stuff. The Other Stuff.
And we think it's Little Sis because
Big
it's
Brother.
Links.
The Other Stuff.
Might turn into a like SMS vote 1 hour show. Maybe it's going to take over Friday Night Live. No. Yeah, this 1 hour show. We think it is Little Sis because it's linked to on the Little Sis page. And she speaks sort of like Little Sis. And she says things like she reads viewer comments or they've emailed, and Little Sis is the only email where you sort of email in feedback, unless she's reading from the forums, but I'm not going to go to the forums because I'll get lost.
So. I don't know where this has just suddenly come from. It's popped up on the site. We're already halfway into the season. Yeah, and
episode 1, day 50.
Yeah, and the tagline is, "See more of the housemates, more exclusive content, blah, blah, blah."
But and it's not premium video yet.
Yet, they'll make it premium soon. Once they're up to like part 3 on day 98. But
it just shows some footage that you haven't seen before. Most of it just ripped from weeks ago in the Daily Show that you've probably forgotten by now.
But I mean, we found it by accident. We were looking on the official. Thanks. We were looking on the official website for something totally different, and we're just like, "Huh? What's this? The other stuff?"
And even the intro was made in like Windows Media Maker.
The best they've done so far. And then some absolute nobody. Somebody could correct me if I'm wrong, but to me she's an absolute nobody. I don't know who she is.
She looks kind of familiar, but could just look
She
like...
could be a generic Channel 10 personality that's on another show. But maybe. She just suddenly appears and saying, "Oh, look at these clips that we've got. Look at this
look
clip.
Look at my breasts."
No. I have some viewer comments that are praising Big Brother. Let's look at another clip.
Maybe they've discovered how popular podcasting is and they're going to make an iTunes like subscription and they're going to be our number one rival.
No, remember they tried to do podcasting a few years ago?
Oh, what did it last, like 2 episodes?
Yeah, they did about... The official website did podcasts sort of like in the last week of Big Brother 2005. It's actually where we stole the idea from.
I think I have them in my behind Big Brother vault somewhere.
I should dig
them They were hosted by Mike Goldberg, and they only went for about 5 to 10 minutes. It wasn't a real podcast. And I remember one of them, they were sort of making a joke because they knew it was failing. Mike Goldman goes, "We've got exclusive audio of somebody chopping up carrots." And then it's just a chopping board noise for about 20 seconds. And then I just thought, yeah, there's not going to be another episode.
But then our podcast has flourished when we started.
Yeah, I admit that we're not original. In that respect, we did steal the podcast idea from the official website, but we pulled it off better. That's why we have a podcast here in 2007 and they don't.
They've got flash videos
of the other stuff.
I really don't have anything else to say.
Well, that's great.
It's been so long since we did our last podcast, but I'm busy with exams, so that's why. I'm supposed to be evicted this podcast, but because we've just been busy, we haven't organized it.
Yeah, I forgot about that. You got evicted from the podcast, like 60% or something.
Everyone hates me. I bet it was Lil Sis refreshing and voting.
But because we've been lazy and we haven't gotten any sound clips together of Gretel telling you're evicted.
She's coming to Perth to record them for us in a couple of days, so... So I'll be evicted soon. No, there she is.
I think you might be evicted next episode. I don't know. And then we're going to get somebody to replace you. It's just how it works.
But then, you know, there's this clause in the terms and conditions where a housemate could be voted back.
Don't spoil it.
Okay. So as Tim said, our voicemail lines are back up. We've recorded a new message for them, so you don't get the welcome message anymore. Well, we haven't recorded it yet. We're about to do it. Email us, podcast@behindbigbrother.com.
Just to mention, the podcast numbers are on behindbigbrother.com/podcast. There is a local phone number for most capital cities in Australia. And if you're on...
Engine
VoIP. We're recording a podcast and you don't turn your phone on silent.
I didn't even know I brought it in. Okay, I can't even get it out of my pocket.
That's a really crap ringtone. Okay. Where's your Big Brother ringtone?
It's my old phone. It doesn't have MP3 ringtones.
As I was saying, if you're on Engine VoIP, the cost is free, or otherwise it's a local call if you call in the local.
And check out our podcast friends at Big Brother Weekly and what's the other one called? Reality Cast? Something like that. Check out Tim Brunero's podcast as well and Vesna's Snatchcast. It's still on the front page if we haven't blown it away with the mass amount of news articles. Yeah, that's why the news articles have died, by the way, because middle of the season, everyone gets over it. There's no porn videos to come out, so there's not much news. Tune in... Oh, no, I'm not going to say that.
You've just totally screwed up the ending of another episode.
Just cut it.
I don't cut the podcast anymore. We've been doing this for 2 years now. I don't edit anything. We just run with it. That's why we use this software to record live, so I can go like this. Just play that sound anytime. Shush, Alicia.
Alicia, God.
Just play Gretel. Zoran. Zoran, no.
Bye, everyone.
Do you realize we haven't talked about Emma? Is it eviction at all in this episode?
Oh, whoops. Oh, I really want to talk about the eviction.
We'll do it on the next episode.
Oh, can't we do that now? So, welcome back to the Behind Me Brother podcast.
If you tuned in past that train crash of an exit and the closing music is the special content.
Yes, extended DVD featurette. The whole Emma being told last night, not today, about her father's passing. And apparently she got told by her brother. Southern Star put out this big press release on the official website. She was told by her brother with Carmel, or the psychologist, I guess it's still Carmel, in the room. And it wasn't recorded and it's never going to be aired, etc. So she was told last night, and then I think she's told some of the housemates and some of them didn't know, because after she was evicted, Alicia walked out and said, oh, she's got 40 minutes. She's not going on stage for 40 minutes. And Laura sort of went, what, huh, 40 minutes? And Alicia was like, oh, nothing. And Billy was like, oh, yeah, it's nothing. So I think some of them knew and some of them didn't know. But she was told last night she didn't go straight onto the show. And then I just thought it was interesting that they told her last night. Obviously, I knew she was going. Which
I think it was a good idea. It really was the only logical thing to do.
Plus, it was pretty obvious that she was going to be evicted. I mean, her boyfriend had been campaigning for it all week. It was all over the newspapers. Oh, I want her out, but don't vote her out. But I really want to see her pissed off that Rebecca's left.
We even got our own little taste of Big Brother UK in Australia. Remember, they were reading out the eviction lines, and Emma was the last one. Gretel made a big deal about how it was the last one. She was reading out Emma's number. And when she was saying evict, the crowd started cheering, like, yeah, evict Emma.
Mm.
And then even, like, the intruders going up says, oh, yeah, I don't really like Emma. I'm going to clash with Emma.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, yeah, I guess it was in a logical way. And praise to Big Brother for doing it that way. There's no other... Hopefully not going to get bagged out by the media tomorrow, but, I mean, they will.
What I don't like is that I know I will turn on The Daily Show tomorrow and they will totally... ignore it as if it never happened.
Yeah.
I would like them to say, like, Emma to the diary room, and then you see Emma go inside and Mike Goldman explains in not a stupid over-the-top voice like he normally does, just explains in a normal voice that Emma is being told about circumstances on the outside of the house.
Yeah, because I'd like to see what she actually said to Alicia and Billy, and if she told them, and, you know, this is just what I saw, so I'm just hypothesizing.
But the thing, they treat it as if it never happened, which they usually do in these circumstances, they're going to have to edit out a lot of interesting footage that happened later in the day. Later, mm-hmm. Like, that happened during Sunday.
But I think, you know, they're going to do it because they've got two new intruders that they're going to throw in, and they've got to throw, you know, they can cover it up with that and use footage from that. But, yeah, so praise Big Brother for doing it that way. When she came out back on stage... someone said that she was saying, oh, I want to spend time with my family, rah, rah, rah. And it wasn't, she didn't really have an interview. It was more Gretel showing her bits and pieces, which I think was good that she came out because the fans have paid, like, to go and view the show and they at least want to see their housemate. Yeah, so that was all we really had to talk about. Can we close properly now?
Yeah, we can close.
Remember, email us, phone us. We love hearing voicemails. What's the question again? Oh, yeah. Why are all the women getting voted out and why are the men being kept in? Why is it a sausage fest?
This is the real end.